Written by and featuring people with sight loss, Sightlife Wales presents, in collaboration with Company of Sirens, a new theatre piece made up of personal stories, both happy and sad, reflecting on and developed through the lockdown period. Director Chris Durnell told me about the production.
We started working and lockdown came, and we wanted to keep the contact. We wanted to make sure it didn't just stop. And so what we ended up doing is having weekly phone chats that changed into Zoom sessions, whereby we talked about what we possibly could do together in terms of theatre and drama and storytelling. And we decided to do a piece based upon personal memories. And this is what this production is. It's a performance of the stories that they've come up with. Take place on the beach, and each person digs up a memento, and that triggers off a memory. And then that particular memory then leads into their story. And we're working with them, you know, in a really sort of close way to develop these stories. So we wanted to see how their situation or their stories or life would fit into a piece of theatre. I mean, there are various challenges, obviously, but those challenges have been, if anything, really interesting, you know. And what tends to happen is that you find different ways of working. We've developed a sort of a second language, I suppose. And it's been fascinating. It's something that we'd like to develop further.
What could you expect if you attend a performance?
In terms of a presentation, it's something a bit different. On the sand, you'd find these various things that are used as part of the performance. We've got live music so that each person has their motif. Also, Alistair Searle audio described from the stage.
An installation performance of Memories, written and performed by members of Sightlife Wales. Featuring performers with sight loss, With Eyes Closed is a theatre piece made up of personal stories, both happy and sad, reflected on and developed through the lockdown period. For tickets, contact 02920 631 144.
Audio describer Alistair Searle, and before that, the director of With Eyes Closed, Chris Durnell. Sharon Hale performs in With Eyes Closed, and when I caught up with Sharon, she began by telling me about her sight loss.
I had cataracts when I was a child through my condition, but as I've got older, different things have happened, and I've got glaucoma now. I've got no sight at all in my one eye, but I've got some sight in my other. But I can guess about in the daytime pretty well, but when it starts to get dark, that's me, then I need an arm to hold on to. You've got to get on with life, haven't you?
Tell me how it all started for you, getting involved with Eyes Closed.
It all started in lockdown. It was our drama class. We'd all write a story about loss, and not just loss of losing someone, but loss of not being able to do things. One person in the show is the loss of a guide dog. Mine's about my sister. My story is called My Sister, My Birthday Present, because she was born on my birthday. At the time, I told everybody I was having a baby for my birthday, and my mother said that she could have been born the day before or the day after, but I was adamant that she was going to be born on my birthday. Sadly, she's no longer here, but it's all stories about her, but it's happy stories and funny stories, because she was a bit of a character. My birthdays are not the same without her. But when lockdown finished, we started rehearsing for it, and I thoroughly enjoy it, and I never thought I would. But everybody's story is different. And my nephew Jordan, he was shielding with me for 3 months, and he wanted to write a story as well. He's autistic, so Chris, the director, said he could, and he's written a story about my two little dogs, because he loves them. He's singing All of Me Loves All of You by John Legend. We've been rehearsing on a Thursday, and it's all starting to come together now. And there's one girl in the play, she's an artist, and she's made these tablets. They're magnificent. They tell everybody's story. They're amazing, and we add a detail in them. It's unbelievable. The tablets wash up on the shore. The memories kick in about what the tablets are about. But they'll all be on display when people come, so people can touch them and stuff.
You mentioned that you started doing it through lockdown, shielding alongside your nephew. So how was lockdown for you, Sharon?
I had him for 3 months because he's got a bad heart, and I got like kidney problems and all sorts of problems. And it was really hard because he couldn't understand why we couldn't go out. And he could see everybody else going for a walk and why we couldn't. And obviously, we could stay in the garden, but it was a really hard time. And then when they said that he could go home, then it was really lonely. Even though it was hard work with him, at least it was a focus for me. But when he went home then, it was really lonely because I didn't have nobody here then. I'm a very sociable person. I like being with people. And it was a very, very lonely time. 5 months in total it was. 3 months when we couldn't even go outside the door. It was a very scary time. I never thought I would enjoy like a drama like this now. I never did it when I was in school because I was always in and out of hospital. But I thoroughly enjoy it. It's a nice bunch of people. But everybody's story is different. It's not like all sad or anything like that. It's like nice stories, you know.
Sharon Hale, a performer in Sightlife Wales's theatre piece With Eyes Closed, which explores the nature of memory and of storytelling itself. If you'd like to go to a performance of With Eyes Closed, it's at Llanover Arts Centre in Cardiff from Wednesday to Saturday, the 27th to the 30th of October at 8 p.m.